Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Danger. May I have your zip code?
11372.
Thank you. One moment.
Thank you.
May I have your first and last name?
Yolanda Betancourt.
Okay. I do see your name here. Would you verify your mailing address, please?
Yolanda, B33@hotmail.com.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Thank you. On this account, I see that you had to place an order for the ByteTub app, but this account is already closed and refunded.
Yeah. The thing is that I did call about 2 hours ago, mm-hmm. and after a big discussion, she gave me some money, but not all. And I really don't feel fine with the fact that I would charge with all that money. So okay. I just thought that I will call you before I call my bank. So tell me if you can help me with that. Otherwise, no problem. I'm not going to get annoyed with this anymore.
Mm-hmm. One moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so with this company and their protocols, they only allow you to go back so far on the account. So what we can do is go ahead and refund the November charge. She's already closed the account. Now, this company would allow us to do that third charge. We can go ahead and do that, but that would be the final amount that we
what
can
return.
It's $39.89. I'm sorry?
What are you going to send me? Are you going to change the amount that I agree with the lady?
So what we're going to do is go ahead and give you an additional month discount on
okay,
the order.
So how much money she was going to send?
$39.89, the charge from November of last year.
No, she told me she was going to send me 2 months.
Yes, ma'am. She's already done that.
Plus.
So I'm talking with you about the additional charge that you're calling about. She's already taken
okay.
care of that.
How much she sent?
Two payments of $39.89. It will be posted to your card in 3 to 5 business days.
And that's all she sent?
Yes.
Okay. She said she was going to send 2 payments plus $35. So she didn't even, I can't imagine you really something. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she should have charged you the $5 administrative fee. That's probably what she was talking about. Because normally this company would want to, you to pay the $5 administrative cost. But what I will do is go ahead and refund you the $39.89, the full amount for that month.
Okay, so that was 4 months that I was charged with.
Yes, ma'am.
And yes, if you can, I mean, I don't know. I guess you record things, but you don't care about looking back and seeing what she says. She told me she was going to give me 2 months or $39.99 plus $35. So now
okay.
you're giving me $4 more. Is that what you're giving me? I'm asking for the full amount of money that it was taken out of my credit card.
Okay. So this company will not allow us to refund that amount. We can give you the $39.89. I'm not sure. I don't see that in the notes about the additional because she really can't offer you that additional amount of the $35.
I see. So how come How come you are offering the last one then, the last month? So you did it because I told him, if you don't do it, I'm just going to call my bank. My
okay.
bank can just have the file for me.
Mm-hmm. So what she was offering, she's pretty much offering you the same thing, the third month. So
no,
apparently
okay.
she said
she offered the third month. How come you're saying that you didn't? And you're saying that you're offering the third month.
I called back
because I want the whole 4 months. That's what I
yes,
called
ma'am.
Back. And
so
now I just found out that it was only 2 months and there was a 35. It was nothing. Right?
Yes, ma'am. This company will only allow you the 3 months. So I don't see where you're getting the third month. I only see the 2 months, but that just happened a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be getting emails indicating that those two refunds are on the way. So what I was letting you know is I could go ahead and credit you the third month because that third month was not credited yet. And that's all that this company would allow you is the last 3 months.
Okay, and you charged me 4 months.
So what you ordered was charged to you. So the initial charge, which it may have been a mistake, but that company did charge you for that. And this account is so old, it's from last October. This company will only credit the last 3 months. And I can go ahead and credit you the third month, the month of November, as like you said, the other person offered you. And the account will be closed. They won't be charging you anymore anyway. The account is already closed. But I can go ahead and credit the account. Request the credit to be credited back to your card in 3 to 5 business days.
Can't believe this. Okay, just do it, please.
One moment. Okay, so you're getting the full 3 months, and it's already done. You'll be getting the email indicating that. And like I said, the previous person you spoke to has already closed the account, so you won't incur any more charges on this account.
Okay, so how
Hello, are you still there?
She hasn't sent me an email yet.
So the system automatically sends the email. It does take within 24 hours. It just depends. Sometimes it goes out right away, and sometimes it does take about 24 hours for it to post. But again, yes, ma'am, you're going to get the emails at YolandaB33@hotmail.com.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye.